You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
A whistleblower, some allegedly stolen documents and information fed to CBS News, The Guardian, and the BBC and others have made public some alarming details from an ongoing investigation into the bank HSBC. According to documents, clients were assured that the bank would hide their assets from tax authorities in Paris, Washington, London, and Madrid. The accounts represent billions of dollars in assets and a very upscale client list. Joining me now is Rachel Ensign, reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Rachel, welcome.
Great to be here, John.
So what has this Swiss bank done that might be very attractive to certain kinds of investors? It appears $100 million worth of tax avoidance?
Mm-hmm. So according to the documents, the bank apparently touted the benefits of these Swiss accounts, which could help people avoid paying taxes in their home countries and also help conceal clients' identities. And it is clear that a number of countries are investigating HSBC's Swiss unit for potential tax problems.
Now, parking money in Switzerland is one thing, but actually using the expertise of the bank to avoid taxes, that crosses a line. Is that sort of what this complaint is about here?
Well, it's a really good question. I mean, I think it seems to me like this was done a number of years ago, and there have been a number of changes involving Swiss banking and tax compliance laws around the world in recent years that have basically tried to limit this. So you have to keep in mind that the documents were downloaded in 2006 and 2007, I believe. So what the bank is saying is that a lot has changed since then.
What is the result of these investigations? Do they go to the justice systems of various countries? Are these complaints that relate to charges that have actually been filed in the past?
It seems like there may be a connection between this very information that is coming out today and a French investigation. This same whistleblower apparently turned over this data to French authorities. So there's a French probe that's ongoing, a Belgian probe that's ongoing, the bank has said, and also a probe in the U.S. that is similar to investigations of other banks for doing the same exact things, apparently.
Do we have an understanding of who the clients are that are in these documents that were stolen by the whistleblower?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the really interesting parts of these documents. You know, they're well-off individuals, apparently, who used the bank services. Some were celebrities, high net worth Americans, philanthropists, but some apparently were arms dealers, traffickers of blood, diamonds, and the like.
Since 2007, HSBC has been down this road and has attempted to project to the world that it's changed its business practices. It's certainly pared down its client base since 2007. How much is this at odds with what HSBC has led us all to believe?
I don't think it's necessarily at odds because so much of the conduct was a number of years ago, and that's the bank's response is this was in the past is what they're saying, and we have made a lot of changes since that time and undertaken this massive expensive compliance overhaul, which was also related to an anti-money laundering settlement in the U.S.
Now, the individual who's the whistleblower is also under scrutiny himself and is facing charges of violating bank secrecy rules. Does that impair our evaluation of this data?
You know, I'm not sure it does because even though he is under investigation and is being sought to be brought back to Switzerland, I believe that Spain has said that they aren't going to extradite him. So it seems somewhat up in the air.
And $100 billion is the client base sort of total assets here. Are all of these accounts under scrutiny, or are there very particular instances that the documents point to that cause the possible, prosecution of this?
I don't think it's completely clear yet what is under scrutiny by those three countries in which there are confirmed investigations. I mean, I think that will come out in any settlement that is eventually done between the bank and those countries. But I mean, I think what's really causing an uproar here is the culture and what was done at the bank, what the documents show the bank offered these customers. And so I don't think it is any specific client that's being looked at right now and causing this stir, but much more just the way business was done.
And if we can look back a decade, how much of all of this underscores just how much the traditional Swiss bank secrecy culture has changed or is changing?
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, this is kind of a snapshot that's frozen in time and in the past. So it will be really interesting to see how much comes out in the next few days about, okay, well, this happened then, but could this happen again is really a question that I hope will be answered soon.
Well, the glamorous idea of a Swiss bank account doesn't mean what it used to mean. That's at the very least true, right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. And there are new rules in the U.S., for instance, that are meant to help crack down on these kinds of accounts.
Rachel Ensign is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.